Hello and welcome to an episode, this episode of Shine the Shine with Sylvie podcast. We have another guest here today. Honestly, guys, I've been loving these guest episodes I've been bringing on. I honestly just, I'm living my dream. I'm living like a version of my dream. Like being able to connect with people all over the world and have deep conversations, expansive conversations, actually was my dream like 3 years ago, and we're doing it, and I have a fun series, guest series lined up, and I'm super excited to bring you in the next few weeks, so get excited for that. But this week I'm bringing you an incredibly healing conversation with one of my friends in the coaching space, Zoe, where we really talk about nervous system regulation, breaking disempowering habits and patterns, and how that is the key and the stem to your dream life, to the success you're seeking to achieve in your life, is really a byproduct of the nervous system regulation, the deeper healing work, the breaking of the habits and the patterns that are no longer serving you. So listen to this episode with an open heart and open mind. Maybe get your journal out and really just, yeah, immerse yourself into this conversation, because it's deeply healing. Save it, come back to it, listen to it when you need that reminder, because it's such an important conversation. But before we dive into the episode, if you are listening in real time, it is like T minus like 5 days till my birthday, or maybe 6 days, 5 days till my birthday, which also means it is 5 days until the doors close to Aura Elevation Elevated. Now, this is a 3-week group energy reset spiritual experience and challenge that is co-created and hosted by myself and Maggie and Carly. Now, they've been on the podcast multiple times before, so just go and search them up and listen to their energy. Immerse yourself into their energy as well. Maggie is a spiritual healer and practitioner and past life regression practitioner. Carly is also a Reiki practitioner, a personal trainer, and a transformation coach. So we have combined all of our expertise, experience, love, wisdom, heart and soul into this experience that we're bringing back for a 3-week challenge, and I'm super, super excited about it. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for you to go and check it out. It's only $49, and the value that we're given in there is worth about 750, I think we calculated it too. Maggie is running a group past life regression in there as well, which in itself is worth $49, maybe even more than $49. I am also holding a magnetic confidence workshop. Carly is holding a Reiki healing and heart chakra cleansing circle. And on top of that, we have many daily challenges, which include EFT tap-ins, meditations, breath work, journal prompts and workbooks. I think there's some Pilates/yoga flows in there as well, run by Carly because she's obviously our personal trainer. So it's such an amazing, expansive space. The women that we attract into this space are so fucking amazing. So, I don't know, just powerful, expansive, like-minded. So if you've been looking for that kind of empowering space to reset your energy for the second half of the year, to reignite the spark within you, realign and reconnect yourself to that magnetic energy within you, release any stagnant energy, release any blocks, and really kind of just magnetize magic into this next season of 2023, we would love to have you there. We're super excited about it, and yeah, there's already so many women already jumped in there as I record this. So if you are listening to real time and this is feeling exciting to you, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for you to kind of read a little bit more, or if you want to message me on Instagram at @shinewithsophie and ask any questions. I also have a highlight, story highlight on my Instagram for you to read through that as well. You can even just DM me on Instagram, Aura, and I'll know what you're interested in, and we can have a little chat. I can answer any questions. And we can go and have some magical, expansive, elevated fun the next 3 weeks. And obviously, it's going to be my birthday, so the vibes are going to be even higher and more exciting and expansive. But if you don't join, that's okay. But if you do, I'm super excited to see you in there and have fun with you. But go and dive into this episode today with an open heart and open mind, and know that you have found this podcast for a reason. You're here for a reason. You have been chosen to heal. You've been chosen to elevate. You've been chosen to expand. And choose now to commit to that. Commit to that with me, and I will see you on the other side. Welcome to the podcast, Zoe. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. We finally have Zoe on the podcast, on the Shine with Sophie podcast. So Zoe is also a mindset coach, but she kind of her expertise lies within self-love and mindset therapy. Isn't that right?
Yes, yeah, I'm totally a self-love guru, I guess. I don't know. It feels weird saying guru, but like self-love is definitely my area that I thrive in. And I've also kind of in the last 6 months, I've kind of leaned towards like regulation and emotion regulation and in terms of like healing and how being regulated can be particularly healing. So yeah, that's kind of my area, I would
Love that.
say.
And I feel like that because obviously Zoe and I have been, we've been connected for a little while, right? I feel like we've been following each other's journeys for a while. And I feel like it feels divine to have you here now. One, because we've been on a journey. I know that you've been on your own real deep healing journey the past year or so, and so have I. Obviously, my listeners know a lot of the depth that I've moved through. I went through a real dark season last year as well, and crumbled, had my tower moment, and kind of now rising from that. But the fact that you, the first words that came through for you there was that regulation piece of it all, because that's something that I also have been focusing a lot on as well, like that subconscious healing, the regulating your nervous system piece, because my nervous system was so dysregulated last year. Like I went through a lot, went through like a traumatic kind of experience within my personal life about August time last year, which then had like a major kind of ripple effect on kind of like my business, on my finances, on my confidence, on my worthiness. And it was just like a crumble from there, that my nervous system was so unsafe and so dysregulated. So I think definitely we could tap into that aspect of things as well, because this past year, the 7 months of this year has really been a devotion to my inner self, into my nervous system, into what feels safe and aligned to me, and how can I create that safety within me and within the path that I'm on, the desires that I have, the life that I'm creating for myself. So this, I feel like this feels aligned. And guys, when we come on, I don't know if I've told you this before, but before I come on a session with a guest, we just sit for a minute and I kind of intention set, express some gratitude, and allow set that intention for our intuitions to speak. So just we're just trusting what comes through here today is exactly what needs to be speaking. If you're listening to this is the exact words that you're meant to hear today.
Wow. I love the regulation piece. Like that is huge, and I think it's so important in a healing journey to recognize how dysregulated maybe we have become in the face of something traumatic. I went through something very traumatic at the end of last year, which is kind of what put me on this huge deep dive into healing. I don't know. It's interesting because I've been on this healing journey for years, and I've been so dedicated to my personal development and my mindset. I've made investments in myself and like time, financial, energy, effort, investments, and I realized that after having gone through this traumatic thing this past December 2022, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, all of the healing you've done up until now is surface level, which is crazy because it's not that it was surface level, it's just that I was kind of gearing myself up to go deep. And I recognized that I was dysregulated. I recognized that I had been ignoring my intuition, which is a huge part of it as well. And I just decided to do the damn thing. And I was kind of like, we're going deep, we're going hard, and I'm done with not being regulated. I'm done with surface level healing. I'm done with doing the healing that looks good to other people. I'm going to do the healing now that feels good for me.
Thank goodness. This feels so aligned, like with kind of like my journey so far as well, because I resonate with that so much. Like I feel like the kind of period of August last year to December last year, I was like in a really dysregulated phase and kind of unsafe phase. And yeah, like that was the kind of, I don't know, like a turning point of like, we're just getting started. Like we're just doing surface level here. Like, if you really are committed to this healing work and this transformation work and this path that you're on, we're about to go real deep. So I feel like very aligned with that. So yeah, like I would love to ask you and for you to maybe like give your kind of intuitive words on how did you recognize that you were dysregulated and had stopped like listening to your intuition, especially as someone who had already been committing to their healing journey, someone who was on it and on the track. How did you like, what was the kind of signs that you acknowledged that, okay, yeah, like something is not okay, like I'm definitely dysregulated, I have been like neglecting my intuition?
Yeah, so I basically like right after I had this like traumatic experience, I had this crazy intrusive thought like come through. At the time, it felt intrusive. Now I recognize that it was very intuitive. It was not intrusive, but it felt like an intruder, and like it was like I shushed it right away. I was like, oh my gosh, like you can't think that. And then afterwards, I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a second, why did that kind of come through? And then I decided to like remove judgment from the way I was looking at myself by getting into a state of curiosity. A quick pivot, if anyone is ever wanting to become less judgmental of themselves, I really invite you to get into a state of curiosity because it can really help you be in that state of wonderment. Like, I wonder why this is happening, or I wonder why I do this in this circumstance. It kind of removes the judgment of like, oh, why do I always do this? Why do I do that? So that's basically what I did. I got into a state of curiosity, and that being in that state of curiosity allowed me to kind of recognize, like, wait a second, maybe that was my intuition speaking up. And I was like, she's so loud. Like, she is like banging at my door, like begging me to listen, which then got me curious about, wait a sec, when was the last time I was connected to my intuition? And I had been thinking this whole time that I've always been connected to it, but I hadn't been. So getting into that state of curiosity, I would say, is definitely a step people can take. That's a step that I took that helped me recognize just how dysregulated I was. It helped me recognize like where I had been spending my time, who I had been spending my time with. I'm a very energetically sensitive person. And so taking an honest look at the life I had been living really let me, again, through that lens of curiosity, not through judgment, it just allowed me to call out where I was getting this dysregulation from, where being dysregulated was coming from. And being honest with yourself about where you're at is hard, because I found that we can be in states where we think to ourselves, no, like I'll use health as an example, or like physical health as an example, because it's a relatively easy one to understand. People who have at one point or another been healthy I find if you come out of that, you still might identify with or think of yourself as a healthy person. But if you think of yourself as like a healthy person, yet you're not behaving like a healthy person, that's so confusing for your subconscious. It's so confusing for your intuition, because you're like telling yourself with conviction, I'm a healthy person, yet you're not exercising, you're not eating healthy, you're not getting enough sleep, you're not drinking enough water, you're not taking care of your mind. So it's confusing. There's a disconnect, there's a conflict there. So part of reconnecting with that part of you that is dysregulated is the willingness to be honest with yourself. Well, where am I at right now? I'd been telling myself I was this like healed, regulated, connected to the universe, which like we all always are, but like it was just so surface level. And so I got honest with myself. I was like, I'm actually not healthy right now. I'm dysregulated right now. And in admitting that in a loving way, in a curious way, it was the path that led me to kind of say, all right, well, here we have an opportunity to go deep. Here we have an opportunity to heal. And so that's where it kind of started, from being in that place of curiosity.
I love that. Oh my goodness. And just letting that sink into me. Because I feel like I need to hear that as well. But I love the two things that really kind of stood out for me from that was the kind of the curiosity piece, instead of it being like a kind of like just dealing with it or just kind of like pushing through or ignoring the signs or ignoring how you're feeling and just like allowing it to spiral you deeper and deeper into dysregulation. Like, how can you take that step back and remove that judgment? I really love that you said it. It's like removing the judgment and asking yourself these questions that are going to start to bring light to what is happening within you, what is happening that needs to be released, it needs to be healed, that wants to come up and through you and out of you to bring that clarity and to bring that peace back to you, right? And I think these things do happen to us at different stages of our life, at different stages of our healing, so that we can deepen our trust in ourselves, deepen our love from within, and open our hearts up even more and feel deeper within our hearts and within who we are as well. And we can definitely get into that kind of like self-love piece and that self-connection piece as well. But I really love how you also you can the words you said was like reconnecting with that part of you that is dysregulated. And I would love for you to share, like, for an example of like what part of you was dysregulated, for people who are kind of like, well, what do you mean by what part? Like, what do you mean by what part of that? Like, for me, like, it could be part of me that was dysregulated would be the inner child that just didn't feel enough, that didn't feel loved, that didn't feel seen or wanted. And that's what was like so triggered within me that kind of like triggered that dysregulation. It's like, how can you reconnect with that part and that part of you, and allow it to be seen by you, allow it to be seen by you, allow it to be wanted by you and loved by you.
So what part was dysregulated? Like, honestly, I pretty much all of me was dysregulated. Like emotionally, I was dysregulated. Physically, I was dysregulated. Spiritually, I was dysregulated. I was just across the board not very regulated. It's interesting because I thought I was, but then again, it took that like willingness to be honest about like, wait, I'm not actually very regulated right now. And I think part of like the disconnect was when I started showing up online last year. I was like in a place where I'm like teaching these things and sharing these things. But part of the dysregulated aspect was that I wasn't fully regulated, and there was a lot of like imposter syndrome and whatnot. So stepping into that, and realizing which parts were dysregulated. I would say like as a whole, I was super dysregulated. There were definitely parts of like my inner child for sure that were not being honored and that I was ignoring. My intuition, whoo, she was like, you have not been listening to me for 2.5 years. I have a lot to tell you right now, and you better listen up. So I pretty much was like, yeah, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm ready.
I
Let's
love
do the
that.
thing.
So what did that kind of like look like for you? Because obviously, like, we've gotten to that point where you were able to recognize that you obviously went through that traumatic experience, which I'm sure if you're listening, you also probably may have at some point of your life, whether that be last week, today, last month, last year, 10 years ago, that you're still like holding on to that those emotions and that energy and that dysregulation from. So we've had the traumatic experience. We've recognized that we are dysregulated and that things are not okay and it's time to heal deeper. And yeah, like we've started to remove that judgment for yourself and like, right, okay, like why is this happening? Where is this coming from? What is this trying to teach me? What did that process after that kind of look like for you to now be in a position where you feel deeply connected back to that part of you in a kind of healthier way, in a loving way, and able to like now be sat here with me, sharing your voice, not feeling that imposter, not feeling that kind of dysregulation within yourself, and excited to show up for your purpose, up for yourself, up for show up for your business and what you're kind of creating in the world.
Yeah, so I took a good, honest look at myself, and I was like, okay, what are the patterns here? What are the patterns that I've been repeating on some level my entire life that has led me to this point to be in the situation? And I kind of realized that like I had been repeating a pattern, and I had been tolerating a lot that was not aligned with what I thought I would live, like how I would live my life, yet here I was tolerating it. And so I basically decided to become like a pattern breaker. And I decided to do, and you know what? Like for sure, easier said than done. And a deep dive healing journey, not for the faint of heart. But I just committed to myself, and I just really established a strong why. And I kind of was like, I'm gonna break these patterns. I am not gonna put myself in this position ever again. And I'm gonna recalibrate myself with the tools to be so connected with my intuition that when it speaks up, I listen to it. To regulate myself to the point where when I'm regulated, I'm clear-minded. When I'm clear-minded, I make amazing decisions. I'm talking to the right people. I'm in the right places. Like, there's a reason why being regulated is so strongly affiliated, associated with like success. And by success, I mean any type of success. For me, like success is like being regulated, being calm, because every other success stems from that. So it's almost like that's the point you get to. And so I just became hyper dedicated to breaking the patterns at any cost. It comes with quote unquote sacrifice. I put this in air quotes because another shift that I made was I stopped looking at what I was giving up. I started looking at what I was gaining. So that's a huge one because a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't like, I really want to achieve this goal, but I really don't want to give up XYZ. It's like, okay, so let's stop right there. What would you be gaining by doing this? So that's one of the ways I started kind of looking at it. The other part, like, I wish there was like a magic formula for like the easy way to kind of do this. The truth of the matter is, the easiest way to create change in your life is to simply make a new decision every day. On day one, that new decision might be a tiny step forward. The point is that it's a step and that it's forward. Day 10, maybe it's a couple steps. Day 30, maybe you're making strides. But the point is that you're making a new decision to live a new life. If you think you're going to create this new life, this new connection to yourself, if you're going to be regulated by doing the same thing you're doing now, like, what do they call that? Insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? You have to make a new decision. Like,
Nothing
that's
I always say like nothing, like nothing changes if nothing changes. If you're, and honestly, like my face has just been smiling throughout that entire like portion of you speaking there, because everything you said was amazing. And I think we're going to call this episode Become a Pattern Breaker.
Yeah, break the patterns. I love it.
Break the
Pattern breakers
patterns,
unite.
yeah. But yeah, like, and I'm always saying that to my mom as well, like, kind of nothing changes if nothing changes. Like, if you're not willing to shift a behavior, shift a belief, shift the way that you're doing something, thinking, or like putting yourself out there, or whatever it is, you're going to keep on feeling the same way, seeing the same results, like experiencing the same reality. And it's that willingness and that inner strength. Like, why, while you were like speaking there, what I was thinking in my head was, wow, like, Zoe has so much inner strength to do that. Because I feel like we probably moved through a very similar trauma, and like it did bring maybe like a lot of imposter up, a lot of unworthiness up, a lot of fear and doubt within yourself up. And it really did ripple out into my business and into like what I was creating for me. I was at a point where I actually, if you, I don't know if you have listened to the episode yet, if you're here, you're listening to this episode. A few episodes back, I had a very vulnerable episode with Maggie Pugh, where we spoke about kind of like, it was like pulling back that curtain, and we were just having a conversation as like two friends, but recording it. And I spoke about, there was a point last year where I actually, for a good portion of that period, did not think I was meant to be a coach. Like, I didn't think I was on the right path. I had so much heavy doubt in me, but it was my, that strength and that willingness to shift and step back and heal on a deeper level, like on a deeper subconscious level, and connect back to your intuition as well. And that's what, like, I heard from you was a lot of acknowledging those patterns, like the willingness. It's having the willingness to actually acknowledge what the patterns are, what you are tolerating, the behaviors that you are implement, like you are like embodying right now, that aren't serving you and supporting you right now, and having the willingness to be like, okay, like, I am choosing to change. You know, like, no one's going to change for you. No one's going to force you to do it. It's like your inner strength, like Zoe, I could feel your inner strength, like that inner strength within you, and that devotion to yourself and into your life and to like the path and desires that you want to create for your life, you know?
Thanks for saying that, Soph. And yeah, it really comes down to like it's kind of interesting to say, but like it often does take something so traumatic to happen in order for us to be like, I am creating a new reality for myself. This is not aligned. I'm not doing this again. But in order to not do something again, we do have to make shifts. And that's just sometimes how it has to be. And for anyone who is looking to break a pattern, I can break it down like how that kind of looks like in the moment. Like for example, if you're it starts with that like self-awareness of like what your day looks like. The first part really is getting curious. It's like looking at your life, like, okay, let me just be an observer to my life right now. Let me just gather some information and see what's going on here. You go throughout your day and kind of take an inventory of like what your patterns are, what goes on. What do you do that contributes to feeling good, feeling connected, feeling healthy, feeling intuitive, feeling regulated? What do you do that maybe takes away from that? From there, you can kind of get curious and kind of ask yourself, what might this look like if I were to make a new decision? At the beginning, it's not even about necessarily making a new decision. It's about getting curious about it and removing that judgment and getting in that mindset of like wondering, okay, like maybe this is an opportunity for me to make a new decision. The next step is making a new decision. And we live in like an all or nothing culture. Like we're so all or nothing. It's like the root of perfectionism and like imposter syndrome. Like in order to be like thriving, we have to be doing, or in order to think like, okay, I'm going to be like, to go back to the health example, just because it's like an easy example to kind of like explain. when we think of like being healthy, it's like, okay, well, that must mean I'm like in the gym every day for at least an hour. I'm eating super clean. I am getting 8 hours. It's like, it's so extreme. It's like, no. If that's not how you're currently living, the way you kind of make a new decision is by like moving your body for 10 minutes. Like, that's the new decision. That's it. That's the step in the right direction. That's the building block that you build upon. And so it's just about like taking an inventory, becoming an observer to your life, taking an inventory of what your patterns currently are, and then getting in that state of curiosity of, okay, what might it look like to make a new decision here? Once you're in that state of curiosity, you might be so curious to the point where you actually try it. Once you try something new, once you try a new decision, maybe it's like reading a book before bed instead of scrolling mindlessly on Instagram or TikTok. We've all done it. Like, I'll admit it. We've all done it. But maybe it looks like that, and then you do the new decision, and then you take another inventory. How do I feel? How did that land for me? Do I feel more regulated? And then kind of choosing the quote unquote hard thing at first. Anything that you first start doing, it's going to feel hard. You're going to feel resistant. When your brain resists that new behavior, that's an opportunity for you to say, oh my gosh, my brain is working perfectly, exactly how it should. Because, of course, something unfamiliar, I'm going to resist because my brain is addicted to familiarity, which it has interpreted as safety, even though it's not necessarily safe. So take that as an opportunity to be like, resistance. Yes, my brain is working. We're on the right track. Thank you, brain, for working. That means that you can get me through this next part, which is continuing with this decision. And then kind of going from there.
Oh my goodness, those are amazing, amazing steps. And it's so true. And also, like, adding that piece that you spoke about earlier of like when you are, and they always say, like, your life really is a reflection of like the questions that you ask yourselves and the habits that you implement. So, like, those questions of curiosity and like taking that inventory, and when you do, like, a meditation in the morning or a yoga practice or moving your body, like really tuning in and asking yourself, like, how did that feel? How did that shift things? How does that feel in my body? How does that feel to within my mind? Do I feel lighter? Do I feel clearer? And more times than none, your heart are going to feel so much better. But it's like the per and I like to use the word devotion, because that's it kind of feels like, I don't know, like it kind of takes the resistance a little way, takes the resistance away a little to put into that kind of word of like, I am devoting to myself, you know, by doing this 5 minute meditation, by doing this 5 minute yoga practice, I am devoting to myself. And it kind of like removes the resistance and kind of removes that feeling of like having to do it, or like being forcing yourself to do it, and kind of being like, I devote this time to myself because I know in time it's going to make me feel better, it's going to help me show up better, it's going to regulate me, it's going to allow me to become confident and magnetic and create a life that I love showing up for and living and experiencing. And honestly, I'm now in a place where, because I leaned into it and created those habits, like in small ways. And I think that's a big thing as well, like you were talking about as well. It's like, it doesn't have to be this like big an hour and a half like morning routine, or you're not going to see the benefits. Like, I literally just started with doing like three writing three gratitudes each day and doing like a little meditation. And like, I built that up slowly, that now it's just like an integral part of my day. Like, it's just a part of it. It's not something I need to think about. It's just what I do. And if I don't do it, I feel not that it's not, I don't like to say negative, but I feel the kind of disempowering impact it has on me, right? So, like, being able to, like, what you spoke about earlier is be like, by devoting this time to myself today, by being curious, by creating this awareness, what am I gaining from this? How is this going to support me moving forward? And like coming back to like the bigger kind of why, the bigger intention of these kind of the kind of like steps, the It's funny because we're like, oh, like we don't have time to do that, or it's just like such a hassle to like show up for yourself. But it's something it's what it shifts your whole trajectory of your life, right?
It's the greatest gift like you can give yourself. I know this. I say that with such conviction because it's the greatest gift I've given myself. I have never felt this regulated, this like peaceful with myself, this like connected to myself, to my intuition, to my ability to like make decisions, to not stress about things that don't matter. And it is a result of the decisions I make every day. And exactly like you said, it's like sometimes we have to reconnect with our why. It's like, why am I doing this? And I'm going to say something that might be triggering, but in a loving way. Whether we like it or not, whether we like it or not, we are always prioritizing. Every second of every day, we are prioritizing whether we like it or not. This kind of goes back to what I said earlier about this willingness to be honest with ourselves. You can say that something's a priority to you, but what you do is the priority, not what you say, it's what you do. So if healing is a priority to you, well, how are you prioritizing your healing? Get honest with yourself, be real with yourself, and get going on the work, because on the other side of it is a lot of regulation and freedom of mind and the ability to be connected to yourself. And I say this as someone who still is on this healing journey. I will always be on this healing journey, but like I love that. And I have a willingness to be there and to stay there and to be on a healing journey. Like it's just part of some, it's a priority of mine. So I spend time intentionally every day doing that.
Especially because you're now experiencing the magic, the shifts, the transformation that happens, like when you do actually commit to it. Because obviously when you start to commit to it, there is resistance. It is going to be hard. It is going to take a lot of inner strength and quote unquote sacrifice and like boundary setting and really kind of prioritizing, like intentionally prioritizing yourself and releasing that guilt, removing that guilt, and taking, like, allowing the time for you to actually start experiencing the shift of it. And I think when you start to experience the shift, I know for me personally, when I started to experience the shift and feel connected to myself and started to feel connected to my intuition, which was something that I was disconnected to on a conscious level for the majority of my life. And when I started to connect with that part of me and start to choose me and choose what I desired and step into what I desired and heal these limitations. And yes, like Zoe, I am also still on this journey as well. And I've been going through the depth of it even more the past year. But that's when my soul connections find me. That's when my opportunities find me. That's when I wake up every morning and I'm like, I am living from my soul in small ways and big ways. And that is where the true happiness and fulfillment lies. It doesn't lie within pushing through and prioritizing things that you don't give a fuck about just because you think that you should, or going to a job that does that's so dysregulating to you, but that's what's giving you the false sense of safety. I'm really sorry, my WhatsApp's going off. WhatsApp's going off. But yeah, and being able to take that intentional time for yourself, even if it's 5 minutes per day, really can have such profound internal shifts, which then has such a profound shift in your external reality too, right?
Yeah, and exactly as you just said, Soph, like before I went on this deep dive, and when my primary focus for my business was like manifestation, I used to think that like the dream life was like living a life where all of the things that I wanted like happened, or like all of the like material things or trips or like where I lived, what I did, like that was the dream life. Well, whew. Boy, was I wrong about the dream life. The dream life is being regulated. The dream life is being connected to myself. The dream life is having unwavering self-love. The dream life is engaging in soul connections and being surrounded energetically by people who love and support me. That's the dream life. Everything else stems from that. It's just an extension of the actual dream life, but that is the actual dream life. That's the dream life. Like, that's
the dream
it.
Life. Oh my goodness. The dream life is being regulated and loving yourself wholeheartedly, like unconditionally. Oh my goodness. What came through there for me was Zoe and I, we got to have like a little workshop together.
Yeah, totally. We do. Yeah.
We lead you guys through some practices that can help you feel regulated and connected to yourself. So you heard it here first, the intuition is spoken.
Yeah.
But I
Stay
would love
tuned.
I think we'll do it. We'll definitely do it. But that's something that I have also been so like deeply committed to as well, because that's what, and I think like these things do need to happen for you to remember the truth of like you, the truth of what you actually do value and what you do actually want for your life, what your soul deeply desires. It isn't the materialistic things, it isn't the massive amounts of wealth that you're going to look successful and be approved by. It's actually like the deeper connection to yourself, the soul connections that you attract, the love that you have for who you're being and the life that you're living, even if it isn't all the materialistic things. And I think that's so, so powerful for you to move through all that to then come to this other side of like what actually matters to me, you know?
Yeah. And you know, like those other things, like they're important too. Like if those are things that people value, like I love that. It's important. Go after it. I'm obsessed with traveling. Traveling is like my number one. So like, don't get me wrong. Traveling is included in my dream life too, but it's after I'm regulated. It's after my self-love is intact. And it just stems from that. And then all of my experiences are just that much more present, beautiful, mindful, connected, because the dream life is already intact. And then I get to kind of
like a byproduct, like your regulation and your self-love and your connection to your intuition and yourself, that travel, those dreams, those desires that you have in a heart, on your heart, as a byproduct of from within, that connection from within, that safety from within, that the relaxation of your regulated nervous system. Because like I feel like your nervous system, your subconscious mind, your body, your like intuition, like are all very, very connected, you know? And when you can have like them aligned, you're like a magnet. You're so clear, but you're magnetic. Oh my God, Zoe magnetic. You're fucking magnetic. And honestly, I think like this journey that you've been on has allowed you to feel, be more embodied, but like be more clear on what Zoe magnetic really is and how you truly become magnetic, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've had like major shifts. I took like a 6-month break from social media, which is like a very questionable thing for someone with an online business to do. So yeah, but you know what? It's just a reflection of my priorities.
Exactly.
And I was like days away from a launch before this traumatic incident happened. And I just thank the universe every day for that traumatic incident, because A, it led to this deep dive, and B, I don't know what I would have done. Thankfully, I don't have to know, had I been in a place to have to serve clients while I myself needed healing, like extensive healing. I was so dysregulated. So it's just, it's divine timing. And now we're back, we're at it. My website's launching soon. I'm so excited to be back.
Well, that just goes to show, like, when you go through these crumbles, and both Zoe and I can be that kind of like embodiment and that example for you guys, that no matter what you go through or what you're experiencing, you can allow them to be, what's the word? You can allow it to guide you to a place of deeper love deeper clarity, deeper connection, deeper light, deeper alignment within your life and within your business. If you have a business, you don't need to allow the kind of current circumstances or traumatic experiences or the kind of situations that are really impacting you and holding you back to hold you back forever and to kind of push you down and hold you down there for the rest of your life. You can allow these experiences to be the catalyst. Oh, yeah, you can allow these experiences to be the catalyst of this next season of your soul path, of your soul evolution.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. And like sometimes, like the resistance that comes up, like all I wanted to do was like keep going with my business and like launch and whatnot. But like I was like, I can't do that without first doing this. And so it just now on being on the other side of it, like I'm so glad that that's how it worked out. It sounds like almost crazy to be like, I'm so glad I went through something so traumatic. I'm so glad I took 6 months off social media. I'm so glad I was like dysregulated, but like the polarity of it, like you need that to be here. Like you need the two to kind of understand what it's like to be in this place. And so and now it's like what a gift to now be able to show up for my community, my people, my friends in this space, like my soul connections, my future clients in this space versus like that space, which there was just so much resistance. The why behind it was very like misguided versus the why now. It's just much more connected. It's much more genuine, and it's coming from a place of like transformation versus like a place of like desperation, let's say.
100% transformation and embodiment as well, and that's as a coach, like what really allows you to shine so bright and to become magnetic and to be a kind of what's the right word? I'm going mind blank
Walk
here
the
still.
walk, not just talk the talk.
Yeah, like. But like for you to actually provide results and be a success, not successful, but be a kind of a coach that is able to support people because of what you've walked yourself through and what you've embodied yourself, and you can be on this other side knowing that I am just like you. And I can connect with you on a deeper level, like with your clients and with people out there. And this is how I've walked myself through it. And this is like how you too can walk yourself through it. And I think when you feel that deeper connection to your purpose and to your message and to your mission in this world, it just feels easier, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing we could get into. Might need a two-parter, but
Well, maybe I could put this episode into two parts.
yeah, you know, like the concept of like ease. Like how many times have you been like going through your life and something is just like difficult and sticky? There's resistance, there's obstacles. It's like now I'm kind of like I tell myself every day, like my life gets to be easy. There's ease everywhere around me. If there's too many like obstacles, I'm like, is this actually for me? Because my life is easy. So like this might not be for me if this is so difficult or complicated or if there's like so much resistance around it. But that again, it takes being in that like state of curiosity and like, yeah, like when something is like so difficult, so challenging, and there's so much resistance around it, I invite you to like ask yourself, everyone like listening, like ask yourself, like, wait a second, is there ease here? Because my life gets to be easy. And if it's not easy, then maybe it's not for me. Not
Or
that like
even if you
everything
have,
needs to be like easy. Like things are like are hard for sure, but like you know what I mean about like
well, definitely, like, yeah, like, because that's exactly a belief that I've been implementing as well and implanting deeper into my subconscious and embodying more is like for example, like finances and money, like that was something I ended up really struggling with last year as well, of like feeling that it being such a struggle to make money. And I know that that is something that a lot of people struggle with, especially if you're a business owner. I know a lot of the people that listen are business owners in different capacities in different ways. But even if you're not a business owner, there is that kind of conditioned belief that you have to work so hard to earn a good living and to just get by. So we've adopted that into different ways of like things are just innately fucking hard for us. But that's just not the truth of the matter. Like when you, like you said, like when you're aligned with who you're being and the work that you love doing, like it gets to be easy when you are embodied into that belief of even though on a human in a human experience it's inevitable that things at times may be difficult and may be hard, but ultimately when I am aligned with who I'm being and the kind of steps I'm taking, it gets to be easy. Things get to find me easy. Opportunities get to find me, money gets to find me, people get to find me, ideas get to find me so much easier because one, I'm open to that. I open my heart, I open my mind for things to start being a little bit easier, and I release the need for things to be so fucking hard all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? To bring this like full circle back to like the healing concept, this is why like when I mentioned earlier like the all or nothing concept, like we can invite, and this is something I've done, this is something that I talk about with my clients, invite ease into your healing. Like the easy way to invite healing, to invite ease into your healing is at first recognizing, well, if my ultimate goal is to like, again, going back to the exercise example, my ultimate goal is to like be physically active like most days. Well, the easy thing at first would be to say, okay, I'm gonna go for a 5-minute walk today. Like it's okay to make it easy for yourself when you're starting out. Detach from the like perfectionist, like ultimate goal that you have in mind and invite yourself to be present with where you're currently at and make it easy for yourself right now. It gets to be easy. It gets to be easy. Like stay with me, everybody. It gets to be easy.
It gets to be fucking easy. And this is another pattern that we're breaking. Like, we are becoming pattern breakers. And this pattern of things having to be hard, things having to be a struggle, things having to be like so resistant, things having to be like a sacrifice, that we are breaking together this pattern, this cycle. And we're shifting it to things get to be easy. I get to show up for myself with ease, with love, with devotion. I get to attract opportunities, people, ideas with ease because I am open. My heart is open. My mind is open. I am excited to show up for myself and my healing. And if that looks like 5 minutes a day, because that's what ease feels like, that's what that like showing up for myself with ease and devotion feels like, that is enough. And I know that ultimately those small steps will compound up so much quicker, so much easier than those big, hard steps that you think that you need to take. That pattern is broke right here. Goodbye.
Breaking the patterns. That's the name of the game. Pattern breakers.
It so much. So if you're still here and listening, like, what I'd love for you to do is just reflect. There's obviously a reason you've listened to this episode today. There's obviously it's been divinely given to you and guided for you to listen to this. We've intuitively and divinely co-created this podcast episode today. So really taking this time, if you want to get a journal, you want to get out your notes app and really starting to take that inventory, starting to acknowledge and recognize the ways, the patterns that you're being stuck in subconsciously, repeating over and over without realizing or without allowing yourself or giving yourself that permission to change and to start recognizing that and taking all of Zoe's magical words of wisdom and light and love and starting to break these patterns with us.
Yeah, look at it through that lens of curiosity. We can release the judgment. Look at yourself with curiosity and love and make that call. Are you ready to heal? If you are, healing's available to you.
My goodness, are you ready to heal? Because it's available to you. And I think if you're still here and you're listening, there's a part of you that's like, yes, I am. And I think it's time for you to listen to that part of you. And I know We're here. If you ever like need us, like I'm gonna put Zoe's Instagram in the show notes if you want to check her Instagram out, connect with her, send her a DM, let both of us know what resonated, maybe sharing with us what pattern you're deciding here and now that you are breaking with us. I really invite you to go into Instagram and tell us and put it out there and proclaim it and declare it so that healing can commence. And also, me and Zoe will definitely be collaborating on something to support you guys in your healing because we want to make it easy for you. We want to support you. We want you to want to show up for yourself and commit to this work because both Zoe and I know the change within yourself and within your life and within just the reality that you get to experience and the kind of like light that you get to feel and see when doing this work. So we want to support you in making that happen.
Yeah, it's the greatest gift you'll give to yourself, 'cause just as Soph said, it's the greatest gift we've given ourselves.
Literally. So thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate you so much. Again, if you're still here, it is like a sign that you're meant to dive deeper into yourself. But yeah, Zoe, would you like to share any information around? I know that I've already spoke about your Instagram, but anything that anywhere that people can find you, any offers that you've got going on that people can come and dive into and be supported by you.
Yeah, thanks. So, first of all, thank you for having me. This was such like just an intuitive conversation, and I love what came through for us. And yeah, really excited to put this out into the world. You can find me on Instagram at Zoe Zoe dot magnetic. So that's my handle. I have a lot of exciting things on the rise. So, end of July, early August is when my website and services will be launched. There's going to be some one-on-one coaching packages available to people. Might be a giveaway or two for anyone who wants to get a jump start on their healing. So stay tuned for that. Definitely connect with me on Instagram. Hop into the DMs. I love chatting with everyone, and definitely be on the lookout for a collaboration between Soph and I, because sounds like that's happening. I think it's happening.
It feels intuitive. It feels good. Like maybe we can do it off the back of this podcast or to promote the podcast or when it goes launch live, we can do something, a little mini thing on Instagram or something that comes through for us. But again, thank you, Zoe, for coming here. It feels very, very aligned and exciting to have this conversation. I really enjoyed speaking about this with you. It felt really, really good. And again, if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram stories, tag Zoe and I in it so we can see who's listening, see who's becoming a pattern breaker with us and celebrating you and being excited to be on the journey with you. And if you feel like you know someone who would really benefit from this conversation today, send it to them, send this podcast to them so that we can create this ripple effect of pattern breakers and regulating all of our nervous systems and starting to connect deeper with ourselves, because that is when the world becomes a better place, a lighter place, and an exciting place, a magical place to be. And that's what we want. So thank you everyone for listening. We really, really do appreciate you, and I'll speak to you all later.